Yeah, let's worry about getting the cost in person. Okay, so anyways, we are on page 279, Simon Kuf Yod Aleph, the last Se'if Gimel. So in other words, it looks fairly maybe possible that we might finish it tonight, so to speak. Im ad shlo kara kriyashma, matzat sibur mis palim. If you didn't say Shema yet, so in other words, again, we're talking about a scenario going back to some ideas we discussed before. If you're come late to davening, or maybe the minion's davening a little faster than you are, or whatever the case may be, you're lagging behind for whatever reason. So you didn't say Shema yet. And now the shul is up to Shemon Esrei. So I don't know, you're up to, let's say, the first Kedusha, right, that we say after Baruch Hu. Let's say, for example. Now, and they're up to Shemon Esrei. So we keep on mentioning that the most important thing is to try to time whatever you're davening, that you start Shemon Esrei with everyone else. So, okay, if that's an overarching rule, so now you're up to, Kadosh. They're about to start Shemon Esrei. So then I would think, stop and start Shemon Esrei with them. Right? That's what you think. So the halacha is that's not true. Lo yispal mam, you shouldn't daven with them. Ela kor kriyashma ve'achak yispalo. Rather, you say Shema and then you daven. But davening Shemon Esrei with them is so important. Answer is, and that's what's doing in Kuf Yud Aleph. The mesmach geula l'tfila adiv, because we was doing here. Answer is that our topic is connecting Gal Yisrael to Shemon Esrei. So therefore, again, you didn't say Shema yet. You didn't say the brachas. So you have to say the brachas of Shema, geula, and then daven Shemon Esrei. You can't cut and paste. In other words, I'll say Shemon Esrei now, then go back and say Shema, the brachos of Shema, and then the stuff after Shema, which is Geula. You can't do that. In other words, that would be a violation of this halacha that we're learning now, and that would not be connecting Geula to Tefillah, and therefore you shouldn't do that. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is talking about chakras. This is talking about chakras. But let's say, in a few moments, Samir Tashem, when we dive in Mariv, let's say somebody ambles in late. They amble in late. So we're up to whatever we're up to. Shema, after Shema, Hashkivenu, whatever we're up to. Baruch Hashem, Amen, Amen. Whatever we're up to. So then you'd say, based upon this halacha, that you should connect Gula L'Tfila, so therefore, the same thing you'd say by Mariv. So in other words, that person should daven, and then daven Shemon Esrei. Answer is no. That Mariv's different. Mariv, it's not so clear that you have to be Somek Gula L'Tfila. We know this is true, again, we'll get to it later when we talk about Mariv, but you know, we Ashkenazim say a Tfila after Hashkivenu, and that is, we say Baruch Hashem Amen V'Amen, and then we say Kaddish. So it's not so simple that this idea of Gula, there's a little more give of Gula Tefillah by Mariv. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, look in Reish Lamed Vav, and over there he says that in Mariv, by Mariv, davening together with everyone else would take precedence. So this would be weird. What you would do is you come in and you daven Shemon Esrei. Daven Shemon Esrei. And then you go, after you finish Shemon Esrei, then you go back and you start what we call starting Mariv with the brachas, two brachas before Shema. Say Shema and then everything after. Now, if you're saying it that way, in the reverse order, backwards, so again, in that case, we want you to daven Shemon Esrei together with everyone else for the reasons we mentioned before. So if you do that, again, if you're an Ashkenazi, so then you would not say Baruch Hashem Amen V'Amen if you already said Shemon Esrei already. Because again, we won't get into it. We'll get to it sooner or later. But But again, that would be an interesting case where you would do Maariv backwards, so to speak. You would say Shmoneh Esrei, and then go back and do all the other stuff afterwards. Now, there's another case where you would do that, but I don't want to get into that right now. Okay.
Svarg.
Huh?
Svarg.
What about Svarg? The same thing. They would do the same thing, but... let's hold off on that. But let's okay. Just start Kofiud Beis very quickly. So I think most people are familiar with this first halacha. Ayishal Adam Tzarcha Begimel Rishonos Velo Begimel Achronos. You don't ask for your needs, what you need, in the first three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, nor in the last three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei. And you'll say, you know, kind of sorry, that's already because Shmoneh Esrei is over. We're talking about in the first three brachas, or during the last three brachas. So the Mishnah Berurah explains why. I think you're probably familiar with this. Because the first three brachas, the idea of the first three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei is you're praising Hashem. You're great, you're powerful. You can do all the things I'm about to ask for very easily. And the last three brachas, jumping ahead. So the last three brachas are you saying thank you. So therefore, you will not ask for your needs. It doesn't fit to ask for your needs. So then you'll say, but wait a second, Pesach and Sukkos, we daven Tal and Geshem then. So what gives? Well, why don't we hold off for that a little later? So Machaber continues, Davka Tzarcha Yachid. When do we say you can't ask for your for needs? That's when it's a private need. I need food, I need clothing, I need mechila, I need gedolim to lead me, right? I need a base of me, right? Oh, well, whatever. Alvet sarchei tzibur, but communal needs, shari, that's okay. That you could do. So now the question is why? So Mishnah Berurah supplies us with the concept. The idea is, because if you're talking about, wow, Hashem, you could give rain. Hashem, you could do this. You could help our community. So that's also talking about the greatness of Hashem. Right, Hashem, you could do, take care of puny little me, so, you know, no big deal. But to take care of Klal Yisrael and provide them for all their needs of millions of Kenai Nahara of Ken Yerbu people, so then that's also shows the grandeur of Hashem, the might of Hashem. So therefore, it's not a contradiction to the concept. Okay, Hashem, Bli Nether. We'll continue this tomorrow. Bli Nether.